Today's quarterback, Chris, is Baker Mayfield, a guy who has won an awful lot of football games in two seasons in which he has also been a Heisman finalist.
One of the most productive quarterbacks in the country, but now has to deal with a little bit of a coaching change that was surprising to us, but let's see how surprising it was to Oklahoma.
All right, let's go to Sam Mays. He is a host at 107.7, the franchise in Oklahoma City. Sam, thanks for visiting with us today.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, why don't we start with Baker Mayfield? You've seen him play. You've covered him for the two seasons he's been there. The first season he was at Texas Tech before transferring. How good is he, and how does he compare with some of the greats all time at Oklahoma?
If Baker Mayfield is 6'5", he's your first pick in this year's NFL draft, period. This is one of the most underrated athletes and just quarterback minds that you're going to see in college football this year. He is an absolute gamer. He's Johnny Manziel, but without the jerk to him. I mean, he's got an incredible skill set, and all you've seen him do is build on it in the last couple of years he's been at Oklahoma. As far as the way he handles himself in the huddle, the way he reads the field, his accuracy is out of this world, and I think he's got a cannon for an arm. His only downside is the kid is short. He just is. I mean, he's a small guy, and when you look at guys like, the Mason Rudolph, just 60 miles north of Norman at Oklahoma State, he's prototypical, 6'4", 200-plus pounds, got a big arm on him. Everybody wants to see the big, sexy quarterback. Baker Mayfield is the troll of the league, but the kid is absolutely incredible, and I can't say enough about him.
Yeah, I mean, the praise there is certainly high. The height, 6'1", I mean, it's not exactly, Johnny Manziel level. Johnny Manziel was, I think, even a little bit shorter than Baker Mayfield is. But with the lack of height and perhaps not the biggest guy, does durability become a concern?
It probably was for me in year one with Baker. I think he tried to do just a little too much and caught himself taking some shots he shouldn't take. I think this last year, I think behind a very talented offensive line and obviously a running game with a couple of NFL draft picks back there, that he took a lot less physical punishment in the run game. Ran when he needed to, but it didn't necessarily make it a focal point of his game, which is the reason why I think you saw him take such big strides as far as the passing game was concerned. But I think he's got enough athletic ability to make it part of his game this season, even on the next level. But at the same time, a guy like Russell Wilson has that ability too. But when do you ever see Russell Wilson take just giant shots in the league? I mean, it's a smart man's game, and I think Baker Mayfield's definitely improved as far as his intelligence, knowing that, hey, I cannot, take a full-on shot from that 250-pound linebacker. It's not going to turn up good for me.
Sam Mays joining us. He is from 107.7, the franchise in Oklahoma City. We're talking Sooners football, more in particular quarterback Baker Mayfield. Now, he's obviously an elite quarterback in college football. You mentioned height, 6'1". There's not much he can do about that to make himself 6'4". He pretty much has to live with it, unless maybe he ekes out one more inch growing later, in his 20s.
Drink that milk.
Drink the milk, Chris says. But my question is, looking to the next level, what does he need to do this year at Oklahoma that might make him a little more favorably thought of next season in April when the draft rolls around?
Man, that's a really good question. And for me, you got to go back to look at last season and some of the difficulties that he had early in the year. I think a slow start for me is one of those things that I really have to point to as far as Mayfield the last couple of years. It just hasn't been great football early. You look at the Houston game a year ago, the Ohio State game a year ago, just not a great performances by him. But they also kind of correlate with the fact that his best receiver wasn't healthy a year ago, and it really kind of leads to the question to me, can Baker Mayfield be great without a Sterling Shepard type, without a Dede Westbrook type on that team? We're going to find that out this year. I mean, it's as much as I've praised him today, you've called me back in week three and asked me how he's doing, and I tell you, he doesn't have an elite receiver out there, and he hasn't been great this year, then we know that as his success, a lot of it was because he was dealing with high draft picks in the receiving corps. Sterling Shepard, another guy that doesn't have your prototypical Megatron size, but that guy was arguably one of the greatest football players I've seen in that position, and I've seen a lot of good ones over the years, and even during the time I played in the early 2000s in the Big 12, just some monster receivers, and Shepard was extremely talented, kind of like a blanket for a young quarterback. So he doesn't have that necessarily this year. At least we don't know that he does. So to me, it just might be one of those things that you get used to throwing to NFL guys that it makes you comfortable. Now he's going to have to build somebody. This year he's going to have to take a couple of receivers and turn them into stars so they have an impact passing game. So we'll find out if he's capable of doing that.
Oklahoma really hasn't had any bona fide NFL quarterbacks. Sam Bradford, I guess, take or leave him and his career in the NFL. But how does Baker Mayfield, just maybe at the college level and maybe even as an NFL prospect, compare it to Landry Jones, Sam Bradford, and even going back, you know, Jason White, a Heisman Trophy winner, but nothing in the NFL?
You know, I think Bradford was probably the most complete of that group coming out of college. And I think there were some questions as far as the offense that he ran and how that was going to translate and to that next level. Tim was big, tall, athletic, could run when he needed to, you know, big arm. I mean, you guys know what he's capable of. Hasn't had a great NFL career. I think the other ones, they were great college quarterbacks, but each one of them had some sort of downside. Jason White, you can say his arm strength just was, I mean, it was not even close to what it needed to be on that next level. Josh Heupel, you know, very good college quarterback, but physically not gifted enough to play on the next level. I think Mayfield probably at this point in his career better than those guys. And I would probably favor him or favor Bradford over him right now at this point, just not seeing his last season at Oklahoma. But I think as far as the other guys that you mentioned, the greats at Oklahoma over the last 19 years, I think Mayfield is up there in the top two.
Sam, how do you think this coaching change with Bob Stoops exiting and Lincoln Riley, who's been on the staff the last couple of years and has been the offensive coordinator for Mayfield, how is this going to affect things?
You know what? This is a it's amazing what's happened in college football in almost 20 years. I was recruited in early 2000s, and the game has changed so much from the recruiting side of things, the coaches and the way they communicate with their kids. There's more of a, I've got to relate to these guys than there used to be. I played for Les Miles. The guy was a complete jerk 90% of the time, but I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, playing for jerks my whole life. It's just kind of what I was used to. Now that's not the case. They don't want to feel like it's a dictatorship when they get on campus. They want to feel like the coach is wanting to listen to them and he believes in them, and it's hugs and kisses and all that good stuff. And it's just a different world than it ever used to be. Lincoln Riley has absolutely assimilated itself into this program. Those kids believe in him. They love him. I've never heard anybody say a negative thing about him. He is as pop culture savvy as you're going to get. He is a young man in a game that keeps getting younger. No longer are these dinosaurs having the same impact that they used to as far as, you know, how these kids relate to them. It's a frustrating thing for a lot of these older coaches dealing with some of these younger guys. So I honestly think the transition will be just fine. I mean, look, you can look at Lincoln Riley's last recruiting class and think, how did he pull that off at Oklahoma after, you know, not what I would call just bright, shining years in a conference that no one believes in, but he's got a top 10 class? Well, it's because they love him. They absolutely love Lincoln Riley. And so as far as the transition of players and that offense, I think it'll just be fine. And I honestly don't think the play calling situation is a big deal. I just really don't. I've never understood why people think that calling plays and being a head coach is such a problem. If that's what you're going to do, then just do it and trust that you've got guys on your staff that can handle some of the other things during the game and leave it at that. If you're trying to do both, then you're going to have a problem. But if you're just going to call plays, then just call plays. And I think Lincoln Riley will be just fine with that this year.
On that note, with coaching, Bob Stoops, how will Oklahoma remember him?
Oh, he's an incredible coach. I think a great person, somebody who has, you know, come from Northeastern Ohio down here and really kind of embraced the culture here in Oklahoma, and they love him. I mean, I think he kind of basically awakened the monster here in Norman. You know, Barry Switzer got it going, then there was a lull there in the 90s, and it took Bob Stoops and his commitment to kind of resurrect the thing, and ever since he was here, it's been nothing but success. So, yeah, people will remember, you know, be fond of him for forever, and when you look at some of the things he said as of late, I find it interesting when he mentions, you know, someone says, well, you coach again. He says, you know, you never know what will come up, and I might consider it. A lot of places people would start screaming and yelling, what do you mean you might consider it? You just retired type of thing. But even here, you know, everybody's like, you know what, if he wants to go coach, whether it's the NFL or somewhere else, he earned the right to do it. I mean, he's earned the right to make the decision that he did this week at Oklahoma.
Sam, thanks so much for your time, for giving us background on Baker Mayfield. We appreciate it, and we'll probably check in sometime during the season as well.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. That is Sam Mays, who is a former college player at Oklahoma State, also on 107.7 The Franchise.